For more on Donald Trump's selection of Senator J.D. Vance to be his running mate, we are joined now here in our studio by Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine. Governor, thanks so much for being with
us. Good to be with you. Thank you.
And picking up on this conversation we were having with Karen, J.D. Vance is 39 years old. He turns 40 later this summer. This marks a real generational shift for the Republican Party. I imagine you know him well. In your view, what does he add to this Republican ticket?
Well, I've known him for many, many years. Right after he wrote his book, I sought him out. I wanted to talk to him. I thought it would be an interesting person, and you know, we've been friends since then. Look, I think he brings some of the obvious things. You say a generational change. I think people are looking for that, frankly, and so he certainly does that. I think his life experiences are unique. Very few people have had that experience and have been able to achieve what he has been able to achieve in a relatively short period of time. So while he may not have long political experience, I think he'll be able to relate to the mom who doesn't have enough food for her kids, the family that's got someone in their family who has a mental health problem or has a drug problem. I mean, these are things that, because of his life experiences, and I think that will come out during the campaign, and people will start to really, from a national point of view, start to understand that. I think the other thing he brings is he has the ability to articulate what Donald Trump's program is in a very sophisticated way, and I think in a very compelling way. I think we've seen that on some of the talk shows over the last 3 or 4 months. You know, he's been there, and he's makes a very persuasive case.
Now, in the wake of this horrific assassination attempt on former President Trump, there have been so many calls for unity, for a tamping down of the political rhetoric, and yet former President Trump picked the man who was perhaps most aggressive in terms of immediately turning the tables and pointing the finger at President Biden to say, you are responsible for this attack. What kind of message do you think that sends?
I think what people listen to is what Donald Trump says. And I've been very pleased, frankly, from what he has said since this tragedy occurred. I think he's been trying to reach out. He's kind of tamp it down. He said he's changed his acceptance speech dramatically. So, look, I think both President Biden and President Trump, both of them, since this has occurred, have said the right things. And I think we need to keep going down that pathway. Look, we are a very divided country. Everybody knows that. But there's still so many things that we share with even people on the other side of whatever the issue is. I mean, we all care for our kids. We all want our kids to have a good education. We want this country to thrive and to move forward. So we need to keep reminding ourselves of what brings us together. I try to do that as governor. It's something that's very important. So what I've seen the last few days, I think, is very good.
Yeah. You know, Senator Vance, as we were discussing earlier, he previously said of Donald Trump that he's a never Trump guy. I never liked him. He's a terrible candidate. You're an idiot if you'd vote for him. How damaging are those prior statements? And how do you characterize his change of heart? Because his critics say that this change of heart was basically cynically molded so that he would be in line with the Republican Party.
Well, clearly Donald Trump thought that he has changed his mind. The president would not have done this, put him on the ticket, if he didn't think he really had changed his mind. So, you know, I think those statements are what they are. I think most people are looking towards the future. I don't know if that's going to be a big deal in this campaign. I think what will be a big deal is, again, where people think Donald Trump's going to take this country and versus where they think President Biden's going to take it. It's always the way it is. We always vote our future.
There's been some concerns, I'm sure you've seen as well, from the Biden campaign, from their campaign chair, Jen O'Malley Dillon, basically saying that J.D. Vance was picked because he would potentially do what Mike Pence would not. As a staunch Trump loyalist, that if President another time elected President Trump were to ask him to do something like overturn election results, J.D. Vance would do that. Do you see that happening? Do you share that concern?
No, but that's going to, you know, look, those things will play out during this campaign. I mean, you know, those are some of the things that are going to be debated in this campaign. No doubt about that.
You don't share that concern at all, though, that he's such a loyalist that he would do Donald Trump's bidding regardless of what he has asked to do?
No. I mean, I've known him for some time. I don't think so. But look, I mean, these two are aligned. I mean, this is not, you know, some of the criticism has been, well, he should have picked somebody who he's not aligned with. Well, that President Trump is not going to do that. You know, that was never in the cards. It was a question of which person that's aligned with him was he going to select. And, we're very happy in Ohio to have J.D. Vance on this ticket and excited about it.
Governor, casting our focus a bit into the future, I imagine you're a very popular man among elected Republicans right now, because if the Trump-Vance ticket wins, you get to appoint his replacement in the Senate. What are you looking for, potentially, if you get to make that
decision? Well, I'm really not going to get into that in much detail. Kind of the obvious things. You want someone who will do a good job in the United States Senate. I spent 12 years in the Senate. I think I have a pretty good idea of what it takes. It takes someone who wants to work and someone who is focused on getting things done. The second thing is, of course, they have to be able to win. They have to be able to win a primary. The person who I would appoint would only serve 2 years. Then if they want to stay in, they've got to run again. So they're going to be right into a campaign. So they have to be able to get through a primary and have to win in a general election. So those are kind of the realities of it. But I think my experience in the Senate, I think, is helpful because I can tell pretty well, I think, you know, who will do a good job in the United States Senate, at least as I envision that job.
I'm going to ask you to look one more time into the future for us, if you will indulge. And just reflect on this idea that we were living in a very different world just 48 hours ago. And I wonder how you think that this horrific assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump's life, how that changes the contours of this race, and whether you think this pledge to continue to tamp down political rhetoric will be adhered to.
I don't know that it changes whatever the outcome was going to be. I don't know that. It could, but I sort of doubt that. What I hope it changes is the division that we have in this country, this chasm that has been growing. We need to, this country, we've always fought out issues. We've always been, people disagree. But we have to remember the things that bring us together. And there's so many things that do, in fact, bring us together. The last few days, if you listen to what both President Trump and President Biden have said, they've said all the right things, in my opinion. I hope this continues.
Here we are in day one of this Republican National Convention, and the minute that remains in our conversation, is that your metric of success for this convening, this gathering here, that folks focus on unity?
Well, I hope so. Look, I hope so. Look, we're not going to change differences overnight. People, have certain opinions, and they're very, very different. I mean, we've seen the parties move farther and farther apart. But I think a sense of that we are all in this together, that we are a country, that we have to have a strong national defense. The things that we all agree on. We need to protect our country. We need our kids to be educated. We need the kids to learn how to read. I mean, these are all kind of basic things that we need to remind ourselves, hey, we agree on these things at least.
Ohio
Maybe not other things.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much.